How long have you guys been open?
About five and a half months.
Did I understand them to say that they got, they came to you and got a permit?
For a 30 by 70 storage building. Okay. Is what we had, and that was my understanding.
Not to, not to put you on the spot. Mm-hmm.
But you're going to anyway?
No, nope, sure won't.
Well, no, I was just confused because, you know, if you had a permit before, then it stays, if it's conditional use.
He had a building permit for a 30 by 70.
Okay.
Did you know what?
Then we got a merchant's license and everything. I mean, everybody was, you know.
And your merchant's license has the address.
Yeah. You got it right here if you want to see it.
Yeah, merchant license comes from the
Right.
office.
Okay. Now, who filed the petition he's speaking of?
I don't know. We get calls, and the girls, I had heard about auctioning out there. I haven't investigated it yet. Mm-hmm. And somebody called in, and I don't know the exact conversation. They usually talk to Marla, or now Amber. Oh. And they send me out, and I found that there was an auction house there.
So I thought
auction.
I had to give my name when I called in to complain. That's what I was told.
Oh, well, not necessarily. I mean, somebody called, and I just went to investigate.
Oh, okay. And I was just told that once on the night before.
Mm-hmm. Here's, so, is there anybody here to talk against it? Do I mind if I ask that real quick?
Yeah.
Or for it.
To talk against it?
Yeah.
I guess here's my question. I feel like you may have been, think you probably need to go for what's called a conditional use permit, and maybe you've already talked about that with them, I don't know. I just feel like that's probably a better avenue to go. I don't want to waste your guys' time, though.
I think so, they talked about that immediately, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's not an option in R1, yeah, though, for a commercial type business. Your R1 district's really limited.
And that's already zoned as R1?
Uh-huh. There'd be an option to rezone to A1.
We could rezone it back to A1, and then they could apply for a conditional use.
Correct.
So reverse the zoning back to A1, and then...
When was it changed to R1?
April 21st, 2021, with
then
the original zoning.
Okay.
Due to
this...
Okay. Mm-hmm. This plot is two lots, lots 7 and 8, and part of the vacated street of James Street. So these are small lots, and if you put the parcel... I mean, up here is hundreds of lots.
Right.
So the size of the lot dictated, being a subdivision, dictated that it be zoned R1.
We also own all that on the other side of James Street easement, up to the Winkle Creek.
So there is feasibility to rezone to A1, but that's the county commission.
Just thinking. So, C1 is a big ask, anywhere. Because with C1, correct me if I'm wrong, that allows for what?
I mean, I could read the list. Convenience store, guiding service, hospital, library, parks and recs. And then commercial-wise, you've got archery range, veterinary clinic, business school, convenience store. I mean, just a number of uses.
So
retail greenhouse.
To give C1, like I said, that is a big, that's not looked at like, oh yeah, C1's fine right there. It really doesn't qualify, in my opinion, doesn't qualify for C1. Now, that being said, I think that we need to be sensitive to the fact that I don't know what happened, why, but you've been in operation for 5 months or so. I think that the best avenue is probably a conditional use, so it allows you to do what you guys get, what you're already doing, if it's approved, but yet it can't be sold as that.
Right. We understand that. We understand that.
And so I just feel like that's probably a better route to go. Again, I'm just speaking for myself. Be more than happy to listen to everybody here that wants to talk. I'm fine with that as well. But I almost feel like we'll be, I don't want to say wasting time, but... I think energy would probably be better served going towards...
How do we do that?
I don't know.
So can,
I, you don't
you said we got Abby, you don't, so, no, that ain't Abby, I don't know.
I do know, I just want to make sure that we follow, I mean, honestly, we have the authority to change to A1 right now and move along with it. I don't know if that's what the best practice is.
And that, but that doesn't give them the conditional use permit.
The conditional use, but
so that would just reverse the zoning on it for the time being, but that would not give you your conditional use permit.
It makes it possible where your R1, if I heard Scott right, is not possible to go for conditional use.
Correct. Let me look through the A1 and make sure.
Now, James Street, of course, like you said, it's not a street. It's called James Street. It's an easement.
Right.
But now Doris Ewing lives at the end of it, which is the dead end. And there's only one trailer, and then we own, we're the option house in that trailer next to it, and we own, on the other side of the road, we own all the way up to the road, to the highway.
To Lincoln.
So, I mean, the only, you know.
Okay. It has been, James Street, when they platted.
1941,
they vacated James right. Street.
So it's just an easement.
And so 3rd Street is in,
yes, yeah.
in the city. The village or the city yeah. of Taneyville, 3rd Street is.
Mm-hmm.
And where James Street was, now it became part, it's your property now.
Right.
It's an easement through there, and that's in the county.
Right.
So the easement, in that, that's not the question. The question is, it's R1, whether it's allowed
to have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So on C1, here's our commercial listings. Well, we want to go to A1, don't we? Sorry.
Let's go to R1, if you don't mind.
Yeah, A1. What's allowed in A1?
They're as confused as we are.
So R1, you have two commercial uses. You have firearm retail sales and nightly rental.
You're not supposed to be able to ask for nightly rental in R1.
Yeah, this is old code book. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just testing you today, making sure.
Oh, trust me. I know that one.
I need to get the new code book up here on this computer. So in A1, your commercial hasn't changed, but it's these listings from agricultural to a wedding event facility, and they're all conditional uses. I actually have...
I'm sorry, this is R1?
This is A1.
I mean, that's A1, okay.
Yeah, there's only one commercial use. We actually have a auction house venue definition coming before you as an amendment. Then we would have the ability to fit that as conditional use in the zoning districts that we felt it was appropriate.
So in A1, they could go for conditional use.
Well, again, we have to look at this list and see if it matches one of these uses that we could say, these are the uses that you can come in and apply for a conditional use permit in A1. And they're listed right there. From agricultural sales down to a wedding event facility.
Which any one of them generates similar amount of people.
But, I mean, I have a little bit, I don't see one there that I can really match it to. I don't see any retail sales. And we don't have auction house definition in the zoning regs currently. So.
And on an A1, if they give a conditional use for it, they can, I'm giving this as a question, they can make the conditions. It's one night a week or...
But again, we first have to see if what we feel like their use is an allowed conditional use in A1. Is there one of these uses that compare to that auction house that would allow them to apply?
Several of them, there says sales. I don't know.
Wedding.
Weddings.
Well, you marry them, they're junk.
Married with a new junk.
Marry them to their junk.
Well, I think you combine a lot of them, the firearm sales, the food sales.
Yeah, there's a lot of sales on there.
Archery range. I mean, there's a lot of different services on there.
Auction house is kind of unique.
Right, that's why I'm saying it combines a lot of this
utility
stuff.
Utility and stock trailer sales.
Yeah.
So the fact that sales.
What's that?
I'm glad you guys can see.
Oh.
Let's go to the board.
I think we should swap sides. I think... Again, I know people have showed up to talk, so it's hard for me not to call you Sheriff Russell. Mr. Russell, it's...
he's just a person now.
I'm out of habit. I still call teachers Mr.
He's
and Mrs.
He's just a person. He's not...
I didn't sign up to speak.
We would let anybody speak.
But, yeah,
you can catch me if I'm wrong, guys.
No, you're fine if you want to sign up after you speak.
I'm speaking on behalf of the people that live on down the road there. If they're in opposition of the commercial. If it goes back to A1 with a permit, they would not be in opposition of that, as long as that's something that wouldn't, you know.
You don't want a permanent change.
Huh?
My assumption is you guys are against a permanent change.
Yes, against a commercial change.
Commercial permanent change.
Yeah. And I don't believe it falls within the guidelines of the commercial anyways, with the private road and stuff and everything. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as far as going back to commercial with a permit for an auction house, that's fine.
Okay.
That does not give somebody the right, if they was to sell the property, to put a convenience store or one of these other things in there and really upset the area.
On a private easement.
Right.
Great. Be sure and sign that paper for you, Mr. Russell.
I will do that. Thank you.
We haven't necessarily required that.
Huh?
We haven't necessarily required that.
Right.
What's that, to sign it?
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
I just want.
I think it's pretty consistent.
It's been Scott having to do it.
I try to make sure before I have to come up.
I say anything anybody talks for zoning is pretty, they're pretty consistent.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm sorry, is it Mr. and Mrs. Hansel?
Yes.
Okay.
That's his brother-in-law that he's speaking for.
I think there's a path forward. In my opinion, we need to figure out, we probably need to talk to our council, right? Make sure that everything's kind of kosher. I think there's a path forward. I think we just need to, you're going to have to give us some time, in my opinion.
Can we continue on until then, on having our sales?
I mean, so we are a complaint. I cannot tell you that you can or cannot go against zoning.
I'm not asking to go against zoning. I'm just asking if we continue until we figure out zoning.
I cannot tell you.
If your neighbors don't complain.
I can't tell you if you can.
Maybe we continue until we get it figured
yes.
out. Yes. They have no problem
they
with it.
No
that's
problem.
The point.
I think you got your answer.
Okay. Well, I just don't want to go. I don't want to go against the law.
I hear that we have the option to make it an A1. We have an option
you
right
an applicant.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can make agreement to zone a parcel to a lesser zoning district.
Than what it
if
is.
You, as a commission and the applicant, agree to that, you have the ability to.
But we also have. This is such a unique
right.
Because I don't want. I don't know that I want the ability for an auction house in R1 anywhere else. So we probably do need to look at. Okay. So I think what the thought is if we take your zoning currently from R1, make it A1, which is agriculture. Then there's the ability to work within the system to make it a
conditional
use for an auction house.
Correct. To go for planning and zoning.
And then you would have to go before planning and zoning
mm-hmm.
and ask for that conditional use. It wouldn't be in front of us. Conditional use doesn't come to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the path forward. It will take some time.
Okay, well, that's fine. I don't
but
mind
if,
that.
If there's people that have an agreement that we don't know, we are complaint-driven, so as long as we don't get complaints, we don't necessarily always know what's going on.
And they said they're good with it, so we work on it. So.
But in order for that to happen, we have to make an A1.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, we have the ability, the authority to do that now. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody here that would not want it to go into A1?
I don't see anybody.
I go back to him.
You have to wait to find zoning.
I'm standing in zoning.
You have to wait to see
to
if
wait.
We make it A1.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Now they're explained off to us.
The concerns I have is who's the parcel owners on either side of you? And are they here?
On
the other side.
On either side.
Across the street.
Jack and Ramona Blair.
You got Garrett Brayton at the first.
Yeah, this was Garrett Brayton's.
Okay.
Back here in the back here. I have no idea what these people, Jackie something, I don't know what her name is. And we own all of this.
What's zoned to the north and to the south? What's the